السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next chapter is on the different types of food that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate. And there are many ahadith in this chapter. I'm just going to go through some of those ahadith. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, as far as vinegar is concerned, that what a nice curry vinegar is. Next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ubaidah Abu Sayyid radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, use olive oil in eating and for rubbing on the body, for it is from a Mubarak or a blessed tree. So olive oil is something that is advised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our foods, and at the same time for our hair and for our body. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved dubba. Dubba is pumpkin and squash. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would be invited at people's houses and they would make that, Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he would look for those pieces in the curry and he used to pick them out and eat them. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I saw him, he used to do that. I also started to do that, not because I liked it so much, because he loved it, that's why I started liking it as well. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved honey and sweet dish. And normally the sweet dish would be made out of flour and out of honey and out of sugar. Abdullah bin Harith radiallahu anhu says that we ate roast meat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid. So at times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to eat meat as well. And in fact, next hadith, it even mentions that what type of meat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to like. He used to like the meat from the shoulder area of the animal. That was something that he really liked. And as the hadith says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tore the meat with his teeth and ate it. He did not use a knife to cut it. So it was from amongst the sunnah to eat directly from, you know, directly eat the meat with the bone on it. And he used to pick up the whole piece and he used to break the meat from with his teeth rather than using a knife. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says, I cooked a pot of food for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the forequarter of a goat or a sheep. I served him that portion. He then ordered another one. I served the second one. So both of them were gone. He then ordered one again. I replied, O Prophet of Allah, the goat has only two shoulders. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, I swear an oath by the name of the being who has my hands in his life. If you kept quiet, you could have served me every time. Every time I requested one, I would have got one. So this was amongst the mu'jiza, the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best meat is that of the back portion of the animal. Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu anhu says that as far as Aisha radiallahu anha, from amongst the virtues of Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that the virtues of Aisha radiallahu anha over other women is the same as the virtue of Thareed over the other foods. Thareed was a type of food that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat, and he used to mix bread inside his gravy, you know, which we commonly eat as well. So he used to mix that, and that was something that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commonly used to eat. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says he once saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat a piece of cheese, then perform wudu. Then I saw him at another time eat a shoulder of a goat and perform salah without performing wudu. So in this hadith, it mentions about cheese and then performing wudu. Not necessarily did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform wudu because of eating cheese. Rather, it could have been that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam just had to perform wudu. You'll find many hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate food and he did not perform wudu, rather directly performed salah. As Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned, many hadith of that sort in this chapter. Yes, what normally Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would do is he would rinse his mouth and he would make sure that there would be no smell coming from his mouth before performing salah. The last hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to eat the leftovers of a pot and or of a plate. So two things we learn. Number one is that normally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they were guests, he would make sure that the guests would eat first and then he would eat afterwards. And secondly, he used to eat from the bottom because all the oil and everything is usually on the top of the pot. So he used to eat from the bottom so that it would be less greasy and less oily. So, you know, these are just a few things listed in these ahadith, in this chapter, as far as the food of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. But subhanAllah, the thing that we learn the most from this chapter is, you know, they had such a simple and a very pleasant life. And subhanAllah, their food was very simple as well. And because of their food being so simple, their life was simple, they had a lot of energy, they had a lot of nutrition, they didn't have many sicknesses. Compared to today that, you know, there are so many different ingredients, there are so many different chemicals, there are so many different things which are used in foods nowadays, that subhanAllah, all the sicknesses that we see is many times is because of what we consume. And as far as, you know, what we eat, we have to be very, very careful, obviously from a health perspective, but at the same time, from what is halal and what is haram. You know, if you look at ingredients of products, you'll find a few ingredients that you know, that you can read. There are so many ingredients that you don't even know what it says. It seems like they just picked up letters from the alphabets and just put letters together and said, okay, this is a word. You can't even pronounce it. You don't even know what it is. So it's extremely important to know what we are eating, even if it's halal, if it's not. You know, as one of our teachers or sheikhs used to say, that eating haram is like poison, right? You eat it knowingly or unknowingly, it will have an effect on you. If you eat haram unknowingly, knowingly, you will have the effect of haram, and at the same time, a person will be liable of punishment and sin. But if a person does it unknowingly, it's just like poison. Maybe you won't get the sin for it, but the effect of that haram is still there. You know, many times if there is a reason why we don't feel like performing salah, we don't feel like reciting Quran, we don't feel like doing any good deed, it's maybe because we have consumed something that is haram. And we don't even know it. Maybe it must be from the cookie that we ate, or some chocolate, or some chips that we had, or whatever it may be that we purchased from the store. But unknowingly, we have taken it in, and because of that, we don't feel like doing any good amal, good deeds. So as far as food is concerned, we should be very, very particular. We should be very, very careful of what we take in, what we eat. Because at the end of the day, whatever we consume, this is the energy that we produce. If we eat halal, inshallah, we will be able to produce good and halal energy. If not, then we will see the results of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon these sunnahs.